Now, I'm joined in the studio by children's writer Ross Fisher. He's got his first book out at the moment, and I've got a copy of it here called Bobby and Morph, Help the Man Who Didn't Have a House. And there will be a series of these books. This is the very first one. This is a dedication. So it's got, both of you were rescue dogs that we saved from strife. We promised you love and a happy home life. It was something that neither of you had before. That was until you came through our door. It's hard to describe the joys of a pet. You can teach them to sit, to go to the vet. The reality is the heart-hitting truth. Friends can walk on foot, paws or hoof. They enter your lives and they live in your heart, a fountain of happiness right from the start. You were both gentle souls that entered our house. Wag your tail to others and you'll never be alone. So this book is to both of you. To the reader, haven't you heard? Love can also be a four-legged word.
Aww.
People think to write a children's book would be easy. It is really, really difficult to get into the head of a child to write a book. So how do you do it?
You've just got to throw yourself in the deep end, really. I'm very fortunate. I've got friends that have got children of a similar age, so therefore I've got a live feedback machine almost. So, and kids are brutally, brutally honest. You know, they'll tell you if it's funny or if it's, you know, the characters are boring or whatever. So writing for that age group has been a learning curve. Writing's always been a bit of a hobby of mine, you know, anyway, ever since I've left school. Whether that's been, you know, submitting sports reviews and you know, feedback pieces and stuff like that, and I did a little bit of freelance work writing for magazines and stuff. So writing has always been kind of my secret passion. So yeah, I just thought I came up with these stories, funny enough, on my commute to and from work, because my commute is quite long, it's an hour and a half. Yeah, I just started putting them together, and it was originally one big book.
Yeah.
Not 10 separate ones. It was originally one big book. And then when I went back and started reading them to my friends' children, you know, at bedtime and stuff like that, because that's what they're, what, you know, that's what it's aimed at. And the feedback was brilliant. And they said, look, you should go back, edit these again. It took me just over a year to really finalise and get a clear picture of what I wanted it to be and look like.
How is your book different to the current sort of books that are out there?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, I remember going through bookshops and whatever. I think I was, funny enough, trying to look for a present for a friend's kid. And I was looking through the books and, you know, you walk, just the nostalgia takes over, because I instantly think of, you know, Winnie the Pooh and Paddington Bear and all of these great stories that, and classic stories that have been told to me when I was a child. And I was looking through them and I thought, you know, it's all 3D animated pictures and, you know, Xbox, and it's, and I get it and I understand it, and don't get me wrong, it's a huge success, but I think there is a massive gap for almost like a modern classic, as it were. And I thought, I don't know why, surely this still has an appeal, you know, people are still buying the book, so why can't I do it but have a slightly different twist on it and put a moral into each of the stories?
Now, who are Bobby and Morph?
Bobby and Morph are dogs that we've had in the family previous and currently. And they were just funny characters, like anyone would know when they've got a pet. It's, you know, you get to know them and you give them a personality, or, you know, you see their personality. And yeah, and I've tried to put that across in the book.
Who did all the artwork? Did you do that as well?
No, I can't claim credit to that at all.
I would.
I'll get found out instantly. But it's a fantastic illustrator called Byrony James, who's based in Wales.
Yeah.
I found her online, and it took me months to find the right person to do it, and she nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. So yeah, I'm delighted with the outcome.
Because it'd be great as a little cartoon series, because they could be like little shorts, couldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, that would be fantastic, of course. But at the moment, I'm just really wanting to get the message out there. Definitely, yes, of course, it's got potential to be animated. But at the moment, I'm just more excited at the moment over the feedback that I've been getting from some of the schools that I've visited in and around Havering and stuff like that. And it's now it's coming up to the book launch, which is officially tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just want to get people to hear the stories as much as possible. That's really the goal. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky because the publisher that picked it up, called 2QT Publishing, you know, obviously I owe an awful lot to them because they're the ones that have taken it on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're 100% right. It's the PR is all me. And I'm just very lucky in a way that there is 10 books because hopefully by the third one, I would have got a bit of a following and I would have hopefully have perfected the art of marketing or whatever that may be. Because every book has a different moral.
Yep.
So for this one, for instance, Bobby and Wolf helped a man who didn't have a house. It's about thinking of others. The mayor with the magic scarf is about having good manners. And so on and so forth. It's about, you know, respecting your elders, sharing, all the kind of stuff that you kind of, the lessons that you kind of take for granted, really, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a second series. I enjoy doing the stories and I've never stopped writing before, so why would I stop doing it now?
So you can get them at Chicken and Frog. They are on Amazon. And are they Waterstones as well?
Waterstones.
Have you actually been in there? Because if it was me, and I would never write a book, but if I did, I'd be in there with my phone and sort of standing by the stand where my books were and just sort of taking a few selfies. Have you done that yet? Or sort of walked past and gone, oh, who is that writer there? Look at that.
Unfortunately, no, I haven't.
You want to get down there and do it.
Because it's...
it's embarrassing, what you're going to say.
Well, there is that, yeah. There is the saving face of things. But, you know, one of them has just came back to me and just said, you know, I was so choked up by the book. I really loved it. When he got into it, it was, you know, it was simply lovely.
Mm.
And I said, oh, that's brilliant. But it also helps them out with, you know, with bedtime reading.
Yeah.
It's an easy pick up book that you can just turn around, knock out the story, and it's job done. It's just, I think, the right length for you know kids just drifting off to sleep. It's about the parent child relationship, and I think that this bridges it nicely.
There we go. So it's Bobby and Wolf. There's a series, and there will be 10 books in total. If you want to get down to the fantastic Chicken and Frog on the Ongar Road, it's a wonderful children's bookshop. We talked to Natasha and Jim. Good morning. I was going to wave then, and then you would have thought I was mad. But good morning to both. They do a great job for bringing in fantastic authors from all over the place. And they've just had the Children's Book Festival as well, which they organise. So well done to you guys. And we will see them in the studio again soon. So it's on the Ongar Road. It's tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Did you say you'll be there?
Yeah, 3 till 4, just an hour.
Yeah.
Nothing too heavy. Come in, say hello, listen to the story, buy a book.
Excellent. You're really lucky you managed to get Ross Fisher as a Twitter.
Yeah, I know. And there's a famous golfer called Ross Fisher as well. And, you know, if I Google myself, which I'm sure everyone has done at one point or another.
Yeah, I'll try. It's nothing there. Just empty space.
Oh, the mask slipped there. It's all golfers. So I think to myself, that's, you know, it's what it is. But yeah, if you can find us all online, that's great.
Now, it does say here you're an animal lover, a storyteller, and a football team, but we're not going to talk about football. We talked about that off air, so we won't mention it anymore. There we go. We can't say why either.
No. You'll find out probably tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Maybe on Phoenix FM. Whatever.